Hey, board games?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, everybody enjoys board games. Now, Dan is going to throw a little quiz at us here, right?
Yes.
And what's the idea?
So, it is a two-word description of a board game. So, I will give you that two words, and you will try to guess the board game based upon only those two words.
Only those two words?
Yes.
And, all right, well, I'll keep track of how we're doing here.
Very good.
All right.
I think maybe we should allow steals on this. So if
somebody can't get it, the other person can steal.
Get a shot.
All right. So. All right. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's the two-word description for board games, and we have to guess the board game based upon those two words, and only those two words. Okay.
All right. Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
King me.
Checkers.
That is correct.
Okay.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
Writer's cramp.
Writer's cramp?
Writer's cramp.
Writer's cramp. Wow. Pictionary?
That is incorrect. Esmeralda, would you wager a guess?
Yes, it's, I can't think of the name. Surgery.
Surgery?
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, operation?
Cool. Operation, there it is. I was like, what is the name?
Operations, yes.
How the hell, why is that writer's cramp?
Well, it's one of the bones in his wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They had a funny bone.
No, I know. I just can't.
I don't know what else.
I couldn't play that game because I'm very shaky. And I sucked at it at Operation. I was every 2 seconds, the guy's nose would light up. I did not have fun because I'm very shaky as it is. So, all right. Yeah. I didn't know that one. All right.
Community chest.
Is this me?
Yep.
Monopoly.
That is correct.
I got that one. Good Lord.
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Lead pipe.
Clue.
That is correct.
Oh. Well, Esmeralda's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
3-1, Esmeralda, and she got a steal because she said surgery.
Surgery
was the name
of the synonym.
But right. Do you remember the guy's name? The patient's name?
Oh,
Johnny Body or something? Or
no?
What's the patient's?
Arnold.
Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam.
Ah, okay.
Cavity Sam. All right.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
En passant. en passant.
I don't know.
I believe that's the pronunciation. I'll see if I can get you your attractive lady talking it out for you.
It's the only way he learns.
That's true.
I can't.
En passant.
En passant. I don't know.
En passant.
Yeah. That doesn't help me at all.
En passant.
Sounds like it's French.
En passant.
I life.
That is incorrect. Chess.
Oh.
The special pawn capture move.
Interesting.
Okay, we never got that.
Yeah.
I
was thinking it was a card game. Or something you say in a card game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think I'd know that. I've seen Searching for Bobby Fischer a bunch of times.
I don't think they say it. I think they try to keep it pretty for the laymans.
Right. That movie rules, by the way, if you've not seen it. Dan, have you seen Bobby Fischer?
Oh, sure.
Oh, man.
Very well done movie.
Where's that kid? Max Pomeroy was his name. That kid was amazing in that movie. Where the hell is he? Esmeralda, find him.
Okay.
All right.
Before you do that, Esmeralda, doubling cube.
Say that again.
Doubling cube.
Trouble.
That is incorrect. Backgammon.
Oh.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's still 3-1, Esmeralda. You're ahead.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Nick. Yes. What? Hey. Yes.
Data head.
What?
Data head.
Data head?
Yep.
What? Man, I guess I don't know my board games, evidently. Data head.
Wait, is it D-A-T-A?
Correct.
Okay.
Othello.
That is incorrect. Cranium.
Cranium? Oh, yeah, I would have never gotten that.
Is it the one where it's got the piece of clay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Esmeralda. Molasses Swamp.
Candyland.
That is correct.
Wow. 4-1, Esmeralda's killing me. She knows her board games.
Mm-hmm. Nick. Triple letter.
Oh, Scrabble.
That is correct.
Hey, I knew one,
you
Esmeralda.
Got one.
I got one.
Good job.
Esmeralda. History Wedge.
Trivial Pursuit.
That is correct.
We used to call them pie. I know they were called wedges, but we would call them pie when we played.
Okay.
No, it's a slice of pie.
I know. It's just like they called them wedges, but we called them pie.
In my family with my friends, it was pie. So.
Nick.
Uh-huh.
Aircraft Carrier.
Aircraft Carrier?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't. Airport 75.
Can I steal?
Go ahead.
Battleship.
That is correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm not good at this.
No.
I am not good at this game.
And that was like the easy section.
Airport 75. What kind of game would that be? Be an airport game?
Well, it's based on the movie Airport 75. So Linda Blair would be there. And
oh, that she would just she be would a little
need a,
piece?
She would need a kidney transplant. Cause
wow.
That's taken straight from, Airplane?
Yeah.
That's taken straight from Airport 75.
I'm just imagining that board game.
It would be fantastic.
Yep.
Charlton Heston, Karen Black, they would be little
pieces,
trinkets,
yeah.
Little pieces. Because, mm-hmm. A hole gets blown in the side of the cockpit.
Oh.
And then Karen Black has to, the co-pilot gets sucked out, and Karen Black has to land the plane. Airport 75. That'd be a fun board game. All right, where are we?
We've got like 10 more. So
oh, all right. Let's
pause?
Break. Yeah. All right. Esmeralda's killing me anyway. So it's Esmeralda has 6. I have 2. And evidently, I don't pay attention when I play board games. So we're gonna break, and my dad's gonna call in and tell a joke, and then we'll wrap this up. Okay. So to recap, Dan, you are giving us a quiz where you will say 2 words, and that will describe a board game that we have to answer just based on those 2 word descriptions.
Correct.
All right. Presently, Esmeralda is killing me here, 6-2, way ahead of me. Evidently, I don't know much about board games, or I don't pay attention. So, well, who's up now?
It is Esmeralda's turn.
All right.
Esmeralda, cheese wheel.
Mousetrap.
That is correct.
Okay.
Nick.
Ha ha ha.
Millionaire Acres.
Millionaire Acres?
Millionaire Acres.
Millionaire Acres?
No idea.
Millionaire Acres. Life?
We'll give it to you. The Game of Life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was a flat-out guess.
That's what I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Large Straight.
Poker?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, wait. That's not a board game.
It's not a board game, no. It's a card game.
I have no idea.
Yahtzee.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Yahtzee. Yahtzee!
I didn't know they had names.
What do you mean?
Like the...
Well, you got a straight. You have to get all those things.
What? It's dice, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like it's 5 die that stand in as like cards almost. So you get like 3 of a kind. You have to knock off each one.
Oh, I had no.
That you get.
No clue.
Yahtzee is when you have all 5 dice of the same number.
Ah.
That's a Yahtzee. So.
It's too bad you didn't get that one in one board game you seem to know about.
But I wouldn't have gotten it because I could have stolen it, and I didn't remember.
There you go.
That it was Yahtzee. But I love Yahtzee. I think it's a fun game. My ex-wife was obsessed with Yahtzee. Wanted to play it all the time.
I had a Disney Yahtzee, and I never knew how to play.
Clearly. All right.
I remember, and I mentioned this in the best man speech I gave for my brother. It was the first Christmas we were old enough to give each other gifts. And we were, like, convinced that we had gotten each other the greatest gifts on the face of the earth. So a couple days before Christmas, we couldn't take it anymore. And so we grabbed the gifts and we hid underneath the bed and exchanged the gifts.
Aww.
And I had gotten him a Beetlejuice action figure. And he had gotten me a travel Yahtzee game, and neither one of us was very impressed with it.
Oh, no!
And then so there was this kind of awkward, like, exchange, like, oh, yeah, that's cool, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then, like somehow it boiled over in anger, and then we started fighting about it.
Wow. So.
A travel Yahtzee game?
A travel Yahtzee game.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he not like the Beetlejuice figure?
I don't know, but...
Wow.
I've never played Yahtzee to this day.
Okay. You're traumatized by it.
Well...
I can understand that.
Yep.
Okay.
Nick.
Yeah.
Pop-O-Matic Die.
Well, that's a number of games. There's a lot of Pop-O-Matic games. I don't I guess I'll just have to say what's the one with the
with the Pop-O-Matic die?
Oh, there's like five games with the Pop-O-Matic die. There's like five different games with Pop-O-Matic.
Oh boy. You could name none of them.
Marbles.
Marbles.
Oh, Nick, you are in so much
marbles.
What is it?
Mary's trying to help you out here.
Nick, you are in so
trouble.
Yes.
Wow.
Marbles.
Didn't you use marbles to move around in trouble?
No, you used the trouble die.
What was the piece that you moved around? Was it a little hat or something?
No, it was just like a chess piece or something.
No, it was a little stubble thing. They were little blocks. They were little tiny blocks of different colors.
I don't remember any of this stuff.
Marbles? How does that even...
I'm sorry, I just had to help you out.
No.
You're hurting.
Yeah, no, I can't,
hurting real bad.
Yeah.
Should we just let Mary play the rest of the game?
Right.
All right, what's next?
Esmeralda. Yes. Resource cards. Two-word clue is resource cards.
Do the games repeat?
No.
Okay. I have no clue.
The Settlers of Catan.
Oh.
The hell is that?
That's like the hot board game.
It's a board game.
That's like the one board that everybody game, plays today.
I have no idea what that is.
I've played it once, but I don't remember what
All right.
things were called.
By the way, it's now 7-3. So.
Out of 20, by the way.
Yeah.
Square 100, Nick. Your clue is square 100.
What the hell, man? Square 100. Bingo.
That is incorrect.
What?
Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders?
Chutes and Ladders had numbers?
Apparently so.
Huh.
I don't remember that at all.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Northern Europe.
Risk.
That is correct.
I would have got that.
Would you?
I would have gotten that one.
Marbles.
Nick.
Yeah?
Your two-word clue is 20-sided die.
D&D.
That is incorrect.
No?
Let me see if I can... 20-sided die.
20-sided die.
No.
Is it Magic the Gathering?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Scategories.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
All right.
And mercifully, the last one.
Is this worth 50 points?
Yes, but it's Esmeralda, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Safety Zone.
Safety Zone. The Game of Crosswalk.
Big seller of the Game of Crosswalk?
Yeah.
Is it the Kenny Loggins? Oh, that's Danger Zone. That's not a safety zone. Danger Zone is the Kenny Loggins board game.
It's the game of crosswalk.
What happens in the Kenny Loggins
board You have to game. Shave his beard.
You just get a, it's like a dummy head, like a Barbie
right,
head.
And you have to shave. Mm. Yeah. You move around the board, and each question that you get right, you can you can just have one stroke with the blade.
What would be the danger zone?
Cutting his throat open.
Oh, gosh.
Well, yeah.
Killing him. That's the danger zone. Killing Kenny Loggins.
That's the danger zone. A nick? Or just a little
no,
cut?
Kill him. That's the danger zone. It's got to be. You got to earn the danger.
So it has to be a straight razor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Clearly.
You come with a leather.
A dull straight razor.
Does it come with a leather?
Yep. Thing to sharpen it up and then just go right off to cut off Loggins' ear.
He'd be made of clay or something. Yeah.
And you have to dress as Messina while you're doing it.
The correct answer is sorry.
Oh.
Ooh, sorry. What was the question?
I don't understand.
Safety zone.
Oh, safety zone.
Oh, that's safety zone for sorry?
I played maybe sorry once.
Well, apparently I've never played a board game.
What's marbles?
It's a game you play marbles. 8-3. Was the final score here. 8-3. Mm. Wow. I clearly don't. I mean, how come there were no questions about SNL trivia? I've got two board games at home that SNL
the
trivia.
SNL board game.
That is a board game, SNL.
Oh, I know.
They should have that. Why didn't they have questions about that? No apples to apples? Why not?
Ugh.
You don't like apples to apples?
No.
Oh, I love that game. That's not really a board game, though, is it? That's a card game, right?
No. What about Kerplunk?
All right.
You don't remember that?
I do remember Kerplunk, yes.
Didn't Kerplunk involve marbles?
I think it did. Yeah, it did involve marbles.
And sticks.
Yeah. Kerplunk.
I owned it, but for some reason it didn't come with the thing that caught the marbles.
So they just roll all over
so
the floor?
They would always just fly everywhere.
That's good.
It's terrible.
That's good. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Two for Tuesday. Are you a fan of roller coasters?
Sort of.
Okay, well, we're going to have a roller coaster expert on talking about all the places you can go this summer.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up after this.